Calling all lovers of mystery and fans of a good story. If you haven't already heard me talk about June's journey, you're in for a treat. It's time to don your detective hat in this free hidden object mobile game that delves into the captivating journey of June Parker, a self-proclaimed detective on a quest to unravel the mystery surrounding her sister's untimely death. In June's journey, you get to play as June, deciphering clues and unveiling secret plots within thousands of beautifully illustrated scenes. And did I mention it's set in the glitzy 1920s? New chapters are added weekly, so you will never run out of new thrills to uncover, and you can also personalize and decorate your very own Orchid Island where the story takes place. How sharp are your detective skills? Find out when you download June's Journey on your Android or iOS device, or play online via Facebook Games. Your detective journey awaits.
Contained herein are the heresies of Radolf Buntwine, erstwhile monk-turned-traveling medical investigator. Join me as I uncover the blasphemous truth of a plague-ridden world, that ours is not a loving God, and we are not its favored children. The Heresies of Radolf Buntwine, coming January 2nd, wherever podcasts are available.
What's up, everyone? Welcome back to the Don't Be Ugly podcast.
I'm your host, Caroline Rickey, and I'm very happy to be here.
And this is my co-host, brother. This is episode 3, so I'm so happy you're back. At this point, if you guys haven't become beautiful from listening to this podcast, that's so sad. But also, thank you, because that means you'll keep returning.
Mm-hmm. Just like you keep returning all those clothes you buy from the store, you wear them for a day for clout, and then you return
them. For Instagram, yeah.
Like, you can't do that.
But I do it, and they've never caught me, so.
Okay, Dillard's, if you're listening to this.
They're clothes. What are you talking about?
Dillard's is?
Yeah, dude. Dillard's is, like, the oldest department store. If you still shop at a department store, you're either a grandma or you lack taste. You literally burnt your taste buds off as a child, and you've never recovered.
Okay, but you used to get all your clothes at Macy's.
No, I didn't. Mom used to, and I used to wear all of her clothes.
Yeah. How was it that in, like, sixth grade you fit into all of Mom's clothes?
I drank a lot of milk, and that literally has growth hormone in it, and I was super tall. I was, like, 5'5". And Mom was 5'10", but I still fit into her clothing.
You thought you did something by wearing her, like, flowered blouse or whatever.
Yeah.
To, like, what, sixth grade recital?
Yeah. No, one time, grade school is a scam. Literally, grade school is a scam, especially, okay, this is going to make me sound so privileged, but if you go to a private grade school, like, if you go to a private grade school like we did, we would have walkathons because our school didn't have that much funding. But let me preface it with this. We had lunch in our gym. So people would be having gym class on one half of the cafeteria. The other half of the cafeteria would be
eating.
And we also had the talent show in our church. And because we did not have, like, a theater. And we also had recess in an empty parking lot because we didn't have a playground until we raised enough money from our walkathon to build a playground. And the reason we raised enough money was because they would tempt you. Our school would tempt you that if you raised $100, you got to be out of uniform for 5 days.
They really tried to buy us out. Yeah. Or, like, the person in the school who raised the most money got to be junior principal.
Yeah, like,
which was, like, so stupid because you just miss class, first off, which I guess is a good thing.
Yeah.
And then you just, like, eat lunch with the principal, which I already did anyways.
Because you're a nerd.
No. Me and my friend Stephanie,
They call her Stephanie. I call her Stephanie.
Yeah.
Well, That was so good. Sign me.
We self-appointed ourselves as junior principals records of the school.
Yeah.
So we didn't have to pay the $500, but or however much it costs.
Yeah. Well, I think it's so rude because, first of all, Philip also got, like, 100 reading points. Isn't that because you got, like, 100 math points or something, like, extra credit?
What are you talking about?
You took those AR. If you guys know what I'm talking about, because I know some of you will, AR, accelerated reading and accelerated math. you would take, like, it would be count as a grade. It's like homework. And you would, this is so boring, but, like, you would, like, do all the homework and all of the math. And Philip and his friend decided just to do all of it and get 100 AR points, so they got to be, like, junior principal. And that's why he's going to a private school and I go to a state university. So,
estate.
An estate. As part of my grandma's estate.
She wanted you to go there.
Yeah.
It was her alma mater.
Yeah. She also just owns the state, so, you know. The state
Maryland.
Of mind.
Maryland. Maryland. More like Mary's land.
They don't call it Maryland for nothing. Wait, they don't.
We
it's
live
Maryland.
In Ohio.
Yeah, but we own the state of Maryland.
True.
That's why we have a lighthouse up there. Yeah. It's amazing. It's gonna be in my inheritance. So, basically with our walkathon, going back to that point, they would literally, if you didn't raise the money, you were in uniform for the whole week. So everyone would know who raised the money and who didn't. And they expected you to go to your neighbor's doors, like every neighbor's doors, or ask your grandparents. It's like, why would I ask my parents or my grandparents for money to donate to the school that I hate going to that causes me anxiety, when they could just donate that money to my trust fund, or they could hold on to it, invest it, and leave it to me in their inheritance once they pass.
Yeah, like, I've never understood why schools and, like, Boy Scout troops or whatever encourage, like, 12-year-old kids to knock on random strangers' doors.
Yeah, they're, like, stranger danger.
I mean,
danger.
I guess they can meet new friends or whatever, but...
Like, stranger danger, you talk about, be safe, don't get abducted. You're literally, like, prodding, making little kids beg for money for you so you can get paid more.
The teachers?
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure they were making, like, $5,000 a year.
Yeah, at that school. They couldn't afford one time. I think the roof had a leak and it flooded like the whole like primary school wing of our school, and they found like black mold infested in all of the ceilings, and yeah, that was embarrassing. It was
they
like,
were just
sad.
Like, okay,
yeah, it was just sad. I'm like, you know how like that affects a growing kid?
Does it?
Yeah.
Are you a scientist?
Yeah, I'm a scientist. It's genetic. I didn't, like, study it, but my mom's a doctor. She's a scientist. So
well, she got promoted from a nurse to a doctor.
Yeah, because she was so good at her job. So now I am a doctor, just and a dentist, because my dad's a dentist, among other things. So, yeah, that's why I know so much. My IQ is so big. People actually always tell me that I have a big head, and I'm like, thank you, because I'm really smart, but...
I think they're talking about just, your big forehead.
No, it just turns out I think I was a C-section, so.
Your scalp and your nose and your eyebrows comply with social distancing because they're 6 feet apart. That's how big your head is. Don't, ow! Caroline, please!
I hate you. But yeah, we're about to do a segment of female now. That was a horrible, like, transition, but our producer is actually telling us that we have to move on. Mm-hmm. Our producer is actually the driver of this vehicle. That's not a metaphor. That is a literal, what is it called? A life, a situation.
Yeah.
Circumstance.
Circumstance.
That is not situational. That is circumstantial.
Evidence? What are you talking about?
Because, if you would let me finish, we are in a van, as we've said 1,000 times, unless you're a new listener. Hi, welcome.
Hi.
You're in the majority. Hi. We're in the minority. So, yeah, we are recording this in a van, and our producer is actually the driver of this van. And our dad got our van to actually work. It was broken for about 6 months, and he didn't know why, and it turns out that the key was broken. So, yeah, that was really stupid. So, yeah, we're going to do, like, a James Corden-type situation where we go pick up our next guest. Or we might do, like, a podcast live on wheels. Not live, but,
live.
Where we, like, just record it while Philip's driving. So, yep, our podcast.
That would be dangerous.
That'd be so good, though.
That could be, or, like, if we go on, like, a road trip to Florida, which is, like, a 12-hour drive, we could film, like, 12 episodes.
Dude, that'd be so good. I'm sure that, like, every episode would get better.
True.
Because we'd have more training.
And we'd get really tired.
Yeah.
No, we'd get more energy as we go.
Yeah, that's amazing. That's such a good idea. Oh my god, I'm so proud of you.
Come on, write it down.
I have it in my brain. I have a photographic memory. Like, honestly, I don't know why we have to record this episode. I could literally just download my thoughts onto a hard drive and upload it.
If your brain was photographic memory, you'd be like 1 megapixel.
Why? Isn't that good? Mega. Big.
Fine. Millipixel.
Micropixel.
Micropixel, because you got nothing up here.
What?
Besides your forehead.
I think, yeah.
It's just an empty cavern.
I don't know what that means. Exactly.
You always brag about your high IQ.
Yeah.
But I'm not seeing it. Come on.
What do you mean?
What's 5 times 5?
25.
7 times 6?
42. Okay, so that you just made this so boring. Like, everyone, we can't have... Philip is the brains of the podcast, but we can't have that type of stuff on here. This is beauty. This is not...
Brains?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because those are two separate things. You can't have both unless you're me. So, our caller is Zayden. Welcome, Zayden. Philip, we're going to do this new, like, sound effect thing, but we're going to try to do it live from our phone because we don't have, like, the special buttons to, like,
press. Okay, it, should I start the sound effect? Yeah, pretty cool.
Thank you. So,
our get next... Get it? Because, like, it's a collar.
Yeah.
We're having another caller.
Not like the clothing piece, the collar. This is just, like, someone that calls into our episode.
It's not, like, white collar.
Oh, my God.
Blue collar.
What's a blue collar? I only know white collar, because I know Dad's, like, one of them or something.
I thought he was a Ralph Lauren collar.
My dad's not Ralph Lauren.
Wait, no. Our uncle is a telemarketer collar.
Why? Who?
I don't know.
Such a bad joke. Philip, when you try to tell a joke and it flops, that's probably the worst joke.
Okay, well, when you try to dive off the diving board and you flop.
I fell off a 10-footer once.
I've seen that more than once happen.
That's so rude. Okay, so this caller is Anthony, Anthony V. Miller.
From LaGuardia, California.
Yes. Also, if you guys want to, like, submit a caller, like, a question, you could just send it to our Instagram. It's at Don't Be Ugly Podcast. But if you are not following our account and you submit a question, we will not take it. So, just kidding. You can call. You don't have to follow us. You have to follow us. Okay.
Hey, Caroline and Philip. I love the podcast. My name is Anthony, and I was wondering if you could give me advice. So my blind mom always tells me that, like, yeah, you look good enough to be a model. I'm like, oh, thank you. And then, like, I ask other people if I can be a model. Like, I asked my jealous, stupid friends one time, and they told me, no, you're really, really ugly, and we hate you, and, like, don't want to be around you because you're so annoying and stupid looking. And I was like, oh, okay, whatever. I mean, that's just 10 people, so it doesn't even count. And so so I'm just asking advice. I'll send a headshot. If I should go to modeling school and drop out of high school, what do you think?
So that once again was from Anthony.
We'll insert the headshot right here.
Yeah.
If you're watching on video.
Yeah.
But we will describe it.
Yes.
If you are watching it on audio.
By the way, it's not like a headshot. It's a picture. Not like a head.
Not like a bullet.
Shot to the head.
Yeah.
So just letting you guys know in case you were not aware, because I wasn't aware at first and I got really confused. So, yeah.
Cool.
Describe the picture for them.
Well, I can't see it.
But I already showed you it.
So it's basically a Caucasian male between the ages of 12 and 36.
He looks kind of older than that.
Fine, 12 to...
60. He could be retired, but he could still be in primary school.
Yeah.
You know, you all have a friend that looks like that.
That could be, like, 12, or could be, like... He could be someone's child, or he could be, like, the grandpa.
Yeah.
But you can't really tell because... He seems to have a face mask on, which is very important. It looks like a clay or some kind of charcoal mask.
Yeah, it looks like a toothpaste.
Toothpaste, maybe.
Yeah.
But having a face mask is very important during these turbulent times.
Yeah.
Especially because of coronavirus.
I think he got the wrong face mask, though. Because he put it all over his skin. I think he just was confused. Mm-hmm. That happened to me a couple times when I went to the grocery store. And I was wearing a green face mask and everyone thought I was an alien. It was so fun. So, Yeah. Philip, do you want to handle this one? Because I want to hear your opinion, because you could probably relate to that. Because mm-hmm. I know you think you're, like, hot stuff, and then everyone just thinks you're really annoying and kind of ugly. At least that's Thanks. Just my opinion.
No, I get what you're saying. So I would definitely advise you to don't listen to what anyone says, because a lot of people, they'll tell you you're ugly because they want to put you down. Clearly from that picture, you could model anywhere, I feel like. Like, you could watch in Gucci. You could walk in Gucci Fashion Week.
And no, I think
Gucci
he meant...
Gucci Fashion Week?
I think he meant by he could model anywhere. He could model in the kids department, or he could model for senior citizens.
But not, like, the normal...
No, he could model for any age, but I'm just saying that his look is so versatile because he looks like he could be any age. Mm-hmm. So you could have a career for, like, 60 years. Because True. If people think that you're 12, you could have, a career until you're old in the modeling industry.
Since you're, like, an... She, if for everyone who doesn't know, Caroline was a model for a good, 5-10 years?
No, just for, like, a couple days when I needed to post pictures for my new website, shopspacygirl.com. I'm actually wearing the necklace right now. You guys can go check it out if you want. Should be, when this podcast episode's out, it should be available. So, yep, I was a model. I was also the photographer and the editor.
Of what?
The pictures for my jewelry website. It reaches about 20 people a month, so not only am I a model, but I'm also a model citizen.
No, that's crazy, especially since, you, told me that you walked in all of these famous fashion shows.
I didn't walk them, I ran them. I was the behind the scenes.
Oh, okay.
And I also ran on the catwalk.
You ran on the catwalk?
Yeah, because I wanted to show people that 6 years of cross-country pays off in some capacity.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, Paris Fashion Week is just always really kind of hectic. So when you're on, you have to be at so many different, as a famous model, you have to be at so many different fashion shows. And all of these fashion shows take place, like, super close together. So while everyone's walking, I had to run. The runway.
Yeah, I've never understood why models are always judged by their walk. Shouldn't they be judged by, like, their 5K pace?
Literally. Not
Sorry,
because...
or a 100-meter dash.
Exactly.
Like, walking's easy. Anyone can do it.
Literally, a grandma could do it. So, I just don't understand. Yeah, so I guess I kind of blacked out and forgot that huge portion of my life for 10 years. I was, like... 10 when I was doing it, which is highly illegal, but they just said I had a more mature look and personality, so.
Well, personality is iffy.
Yeah, well, not if, I think you have a nasty personality, so.
A nasty personality?
Yeah, it's ugly and it's smelly. So, yeah, what I would say to you, Anthony, wow. I think is his name. Yeah, Anthony. If you feel like you are ugly and you feel like you're siblings and all your friends and your parents tell you you're ugly and you're calling in to hear advice from an 18-year-old and from a 20 almost 1-year-old female, you're calling us and crying
mm-hmm.
because your own family thinks you're ugly. Imagine what you would do if the casting director at Gucci and Versace called you ugly.
Right.
Like, I would try to offer advice, but I couldn't, because when I went to those auditions, they obviously loved me. But you just have to keep that in mind, that not everyone's mm-hmm. gonna love your look.
And, like, I don't, at this point, I'm not sure you have the emotional maturity to handle rejection, for Anthony.
What's that word, rejection?
It means, like, when someone tells you no. Has that ever happened to you
no,
before?
No, it's never happened to me before. I've heard the word on.
What?
Like, on. Not no, but on. Like, on point. Like, Caroline, you're so on point. That's about it. But I've never heard no. No one's ever said
that. What are you talking about?
I don't know. I just got confused there, I guess, for a second.
Did you read the word no backwards?
Yeah, I'm dyslexic. So, yeah, no one's ever told me no. And also, might I add, Anthony, if you're even thinking about going to modeling school, you're in the wrong industry. You're either born with it or you're not. Like, my mama said that when I was in the tummy, she knew I was going to be a model because I was constantly kicking. And I was really rude and I was a brat. And she knew that just because of, she could feel it
in her, in the air.
Yes. What is that thing that connects to your belly button? umbilical cord. She could feel my emotions and my thoughts through her umbilical cord, and she always knew that I was going to be something great.
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm.
Hey there, it's Rachel Ballinger, and I am thrilled to invite you to Rachel Uncensored, my podcast where I get real with my friends and celebrity guests, where we talk about all sorts of topics. From personal stories to hot button issues, we cover it all. New episodes drop every Wednesday, so make sure you tune in on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. Trust me, you won't want to miss out on the fun and candid conversations we have here on Rachel Uncensored.
And that's why she's always treated me better than all of my siblings, because she knew I was going to be better than them. And so far, I have been.
Well.
So, yeah, I go to a state school, so.
Yeah, about the topic of dropping out of school to become a model. I honestly don't think you should drop out of school unless you're a very famous YouTuber, like Caroline.
Yeah, well, I'm a famous YouTuber, and I'm a famous model, and I'm still in school. So you might think, wow, you're literally the whole package. Yeah, I am. I'm a trifecta. Model, YouTuber, college student. So yeah, I can do it all. It's not easy, but all I'm saying is that if you're thinking about not finishing high school to become a model, I would finish high school and then become a model, because I do think education is important, to put that, to make my statement very clear. Education is important. However, when you're in a situation like mine, you know, it's so insane. I hate school, and I've always hated school. And although my modeling career is amazing and my acting career is off the charts, I want to be a Disney star, which is... in the works, so, not really. So I really think that, like, college is important, but definitely finish high school. I don't know where I'm going with this, but I would just like to say that I don't like college, and being a YouTuber in college is really difficult, especially when you're editing everything yourself, when you're writing videos and shooting videos and... Okay, this makes me sound so stupid, but, like, taking Instagram pictures by myself. Like, I don't have friends to do that stuff for me.
Yeah, that's why you bought a tripod.
Yeah, I bought a tripod, and I have the worst camera because it doesn't focus. So, and also my school is not in that safe of, like, an area, especially where I live. But I, like, just go out and try to get, like, aesthetic pictures, which sounds so stupid, but it's so much work. Like, getting it and just... putting it all together, and trying to write these YouTube videos and film them and edit them when I have like 40 hours of schoolwork to do. So it's really difficult being like a YouTuber, and sometimes I wish that I could just do YouTube full time, but my parents paid so much money for me to go to high school and grade school, not to flex, but yeah, like they paid so much money, and I never really wanted to go to college. I never knew what I wanted to study. And it wasn't until I started YouTube that I realized that I wanted to do business. And
yeah, you started college as a nursing major.
I wasn't even in the nursing program. I was a pre-nursing major.
Yeah. I could never imagine you as a nurse.
I'd be so good.
No, you would not.
Ben, let me... Hi, sir. It's time for a cleaning. I would be so bad.
You would, like, give people sponge baths all day.
I wouldn't do that. I literally would never do that.
Well, like, you gotta start somewhere.
No, I can't even... I don't have a problem with needles. Or at least, I didn't have a problem with needles. So, like, until I was donating blood for the Red Cross, which, mind you, I didn't know that they charge people for my blood. Honey, wait, where's my money? Give me that.
So you're donating blood and they don't even just give it away for free?
No, I think because they have to, like, clean it and test it or something. But still, they charge people. Okay, maybe I'm speaking out of context or out of pocket, but when you donate blood, you're, like, giving it to someone. But I get that they have to, like, test it and whatever. But hospital bills, hospitals charge so much money for that. Like, a shot is, like, $100 to $500. And I bet my life-saving juice, my blood, is literally, especially my blood, I have, like, the blood type where I can give to anyone. Like, I'm just so giving and charitable. But they charge people probably, like, $5,000 for a bag of my blood.
That's crazy.
I'm not even getting 20%.
Yeah, they should give you commission.
Literally.
Wait, but didn't something weird happen to you that one time?
When I was donating blood? At the Red
Cross? Yeah.
Yeah. So I was donating blood because I felt, like, super charitable, and I was like, oh my gosh, I haven't done community service in, like, a day or something. So I'm basically Mother Teresa. And I was donating blood, and I knew I have deep veins. Like, you can barely see my veins even when I am really hydrated. Because I went to get my wisdom teeth out, and my orthopedic surgeon, when my oral surgeon poked my arm 6 times on each side, like, put the needle fully in my arm and took it out while I was fully conscious, in order to put, like, the pain meds in me, or the anesthesia, I don't even know. So I knew that after I left the hospital, when I got my wisdom teeth out with my arms completely purple, like, I did drugs, like, I was shooting up my arms all the time, that I had deep veins. So I told this lady at the Red Cross that she's probably gonna have a hard time, and she said, oh, it's fine, and she just kept sticking me with a needle until she found a blood source. Then she put the needle in wrong, and my vein collapsed, and I wouldn't stop bleeding, and then they had to hold my arm above my head for 20 minutes, and my face drained, and I was pale as a ghost, and then they said, okay, get your orange juice and leave, and I was like, are you even going to use any of that blood? And also, this might sound rude, but part of the reason why I donate blood is because they test your iron levels beforehand. So it's like a free test. But I am giving something in exchange.
What's your iron level? And while you're at it, tell me your copper and, like, silver and gold level.
Well, gold, I am wearing 14 karat gold on my ear right now. These are my mom's. I lost the other one. We had 3 because I have 3 piercings, but she doesn't care. Also, when I was at the bar, it was an 18 and up bar, obviously. I always wear these 7 rings. Ariana Grande actually wrote that song after me. But I was wearing these 7 rings, and my friend was like, are you sure you want to wear those? Like, you might lose them. It's really dark in this place. And I was like, yeah, like, of course I want to wear them. They're not even, like, that nice. And she's like, oh, let me see that one. It looks so pretty. And I was like, yeah, go for it. And she reads inside of the band, and she goes, Caroline, this is, like, 14 carats of gold. And I was like, oh, that's really sad.
You didn't know?
No.
First world problems. I feel so bad for you.
So, oh my God. It
must have been tough.
Yeah. And then I lost it. I did lose it for, like, a little while.
Did you actually?
Well, it was in my Louis Vuitton bag and I found it. But wow. No, going back to this whole college thing, I know you're going to be a freshman in college next year.
Yeah. I want your advice, actually.
Ask me questions.
Oh, so it's like an impromptu Q&A?
Yeah. I have so much
Q's and A's.
Yeah. I have so many, like, advice, so much advice to give.
Well, like, I don't...
Or you can ask me questions about... I couldn't tell you my favorite part of school, because if I'm being honest, I really hate college. I love my friends, let me say that. I love all my friends. A lot of my friends, because I'm going to be a senior this year, a lot of them are just graduated this year, which really sucks, and I'm really sad, but... Two of them are still going to be living with me, so that'll be so fun. But, like, I...
So fun!
No, I'm excited. But, like, I genuinely, just for some reason, like, when I would go to school, like, when I would wake up for school in, like, sixth grade and on, I would cry every morning. Like, I hated school so much.
You've never liked school.
I never liked school.
No matter where she is.
But I have such a high IQ that I do well in school, and sometimes I don't really have to try, and... I still hate it. So it's not even like I'm just lazy and don't want to do the work. Like, I'm still fine and, like, decent at it. I just hate it. And I know everyone hates school, but, like, I've never met someone that hates it as much as me.
You've always, like, had, like, emotional trauma surrounding school for no reason.
I don't know what it is.
Neither do I.
Because you love school?
No, I like school a lot.
You love learning?
Learning's fine. I just like the environment. To be honest. Yeah.
My sophomore year, I purposely took all online classes at school so I wouldn't have to go to class.
The problem was you didn't meet anyone.
I didn't meet anyone, but I had my friends already. But, like, I literally, and I don't even like partying. Like, I go to parties, but, like, I could live without it. Like, college parties. I'm sure that, like, when I'm 21, I could go to actual, like, parties and it would be better, but like college parties are so boring. I feel like everyone's so immature. I hate frats. No offense if you're in a frat. I just, all of the people I've met in a frat, they haven't liked me, so.
She goes to like a big state school, by the way.
Yeah.
So you have like a lot of Greek life there, right?
Yeah, we have like 60,000 kids at my school. We have a huge football program. So, like,
it's not
they
hard
obviously,
to guess which school it is.
So, they obviously, like, I'm so lucky to go to the school I go to, and by no means do I want to come off ungrateful. Like, I'm so blessed that I have the opportunity to even go to college, because I know a lot of people would kill for it. It's just, in my life, like, I've never been, like, a classroom person. I've always liked teaching myself. Like, I would rather sit down and teach myself than go to a lecture and have someone teach me. Like, I've always just been that way. And mm-hmm. I'm more common sense. I know, as much as it doesn't really sound like I am. Like, I'm way more common sense and, like, out of practicality and, like, all of that stuff rather than, like, a classroom and textbook
type. Street smart.
Yeah. Like, I'm so street smart. Like, I don't even know, like, how, like, the street is rock. So if you're not street smart, then you're dumb as a rock.
Right. And, like, I'm just curious.
Yeah.
Have you ever thought about dropping out?
Every day.
You wanted to?
Yes.
For
still
what,
do.
YouTube?
Not for YouTube. Just my freshman year when I was, a nursing student, I literally hated it so much more than I've ever hated school before. And this was before, I think I already said that, but this is before I started my YouTube channel, and I actually started it because I hated my college major so much. So I guess there are good things to come out of this. But I went to college because at my high school, you literally have to, like, I think you cannot walk at graduation if you're not going to college.
That doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
For real?
Yeah. Like, unless you're taking a gap year, but if you're not, I'm pretty sure the rule is you cannot walk. But I might be mistaken because I never was fully there and paying attention. But...
I mean, that sounds pretty unfair.
Yeah. But also, it is. But also, like, after I graduated, I didn't have anything going for me besides college. Like, I didn't have
anything.
You
weren't
going
to do anything.
Yeah. Like, I would have just been, like, more depressed and, like, sitting inside in my room, like, doing nothing.
Like, I see all these TikToks. Well, TikToks... I guess I'll explain. It's a video platform. Anyways.
For short videos, kind of
short
like
Vine. Videos. About all these people who say, like, they dropped out of school at 18 to make a fashion brand or to work for Google or something.
Yeah.
And, like, I think that's... I honestly think that's great.
I think it's super, like, cool that you actually trust yourself.
Like, a lot of people shouldn't go to college. That sounds mean.
Yeah.
But, like, if it's not for you...
Yeah.
Don't get into student debt, you know?
I mean, sometimes I wish that I just, I mean, I would be horrible. I'm trying to clip my 14 karat gold earring shut so I don't lose it. But like, I literally can't, it will not close. Hold on. I'm going to keep talking. So I think like associate's degrees, I wish I kind of did that. And I'm really lucky that I'm in college. Like, obviously, like, I'm probably going to use my degree, and I already am using my degree. I'm a marketing major. I've said that, like, 10 times. But I'm going to use my degree, I think. But it's kind of just a safety net.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think I kind of wanted to go to a trade school. Like, I don't know. Is cosmetology school considered a trade? Probably not.
What are you going to trade it for?
Honestly, you don't... It's... You literally don't trade it for anything. You just pay money to learn a trade. So, like, yeah. You're not trading.
I guess you're trading money for school.
Yeah.
But that's, like, any
school. That's the world, yeah. Mm-hmm. So, sometimes I wish I did that because I'm at school and I'm so not passionate about anything I'm doing. I mean, as a business student, it's kind of notorious that you're just in business school because you have no other interests or because you think you can make a lot of money. But
that's pretty much a stereotype.
Yeah, and it's kind of true. So I am lucky that I go to, like, a really nice business school, but it's just, like, when I go to class, I'm just, like, I don't fit in. Like, a lot of the kids in these classes are just so eager, and I'm, like, barely, like, there. Like, if I'm in class, I'm thinking about YouTube. And not even just YouTube, just creative things that I can do. But I'm still in school because I know that this career necessarily, like, isn't that sustainable for long term.
Mm-hmm.
And college for a lot of people is kind of just a safety net. Like, it is just a backup plan if you don't really want to go there. It's usually your parents making you go there as a backup plan.
I mean, most people in the U.S. still don't go to college.
Yeah.
But, like, if you are going to college, it's mainly because you don't have anything else to do.
Yeah, like, it's like you have that little, like, leeway time before just, like, you
It's like the out. Natural next step. Yeah. Like, a lot of people do that for, like, master's degrees, too.
Yeah, it's like you've never even been fully in the workforce besides, like, one internship, and now you're getting your master's degree, like, in that subject. That's that's bold.
That's a big commitment.
Would you
ever go to...
No.
Graduate school?
No. And I'm so happy, like, I say this, like, as if I hate that I had to go to college. No, I'm, once again, so grateful. It's just, and I'm so happy that I did because I'm almost done with it. I have only 1 year left. But it's just, like, in the moment, and if I look back at that time and where I was mentally, I really should not have been in school. Like, I was not okay to, like, be doing this stuff. I remember calling my dad when I told him I was going to drop out of nursing school. And I was like, yeah, I'm going to drop out of this. And he's like, well, what do you want to do? And I'm like, marketing. And he's like, what about, like, accounting? And I'm like, are you kidding me? I'm not. Like, marketing is, like, still, like, business, but, like, the easiest business course.
It's, like, on the surface, yeah.
It's on the surface. And I'm like, no. Like, I wanted to do communications, but everyone told me not to because that's the most general degree and, like, you will not, like, get anything out of it. But I'm like, at least I'm graduating. I don't care what my degree is in.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, at least I'll get my degree and it's fine.
Didn't you want to do, like, fashion retail?
Yeah, I wanted to do fashion retail, but my brother was doing that. My older brother, not my brother here. This is brother, by the way. We're calling him brother. He was in fashion school, and he dropped out of fashion school and took a year off school without telling my parents. Hopefully my parents know by now, because if not, hi. Sorry, Henry.
Hi.
yeah, so, like, so then my dad's like, you're just going to drop out just like your brother. And so I'm like, true. And my dad is just a very practical person. So he's very successful. He owns, like, 7 Fortune 500 companies. So
7 out of the 500.
Yeah.
It's pretty good odds.
That's really good. Yeah. So honestly, I didn't even need to go to college because I'm going to inherit it all anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So
there's your safety net.
Exactly. Who needs a fisherman with a net when you have money?
Trust fund.
Yeah, trust fund. So, like, I talk about college as if, like, oh my God, but no, I'm happy I'm finishing up because now that I've grown, like, YouTube and all of this, I guess, this podcast to where it is now. Third episode. Wow, so far.
We've gone so far. I can't even remember our first episode. Dude, it's been so long.
But I'm just happy that, like, I had that time, and I guess I'm happy that I had that time to grow. And I experienced a lot of hardship just with classes and a lot of mental breakdowns. Like, my friends, one time, I came back from the Cody and Noelle show. And
Cody Co, by the way.
Yeah, Cody Co. He's a YouTuber. He's a YouTuber. They're comedians. And
shout out.
Yeah, they're probably listening to this. Hey, Kelsey. Hey, Cody. Hi, Noelle and your girlfriend. I don't know her name. But so I got back from their show, and this was, like, last year. And this is when within the same week that I hit 100,000 subscribers, and the first time I got noticed in public by my subscribers, it was, like, probably, like, 10 people. It was insane. So I went to their show, and I loved it so much. And I was just, like, it would be, like, a dream to be able to entertain this many people. Like, I couldn't even fathom the idea of going on tour or, like, just people laughing and enjoying your content so much. Mm-hmm. And I think this was last year, so I've grown a lot, like, with my channel. Like, we both have, like, put in a lot of work into my channel, mm-hmm. our channel, and, like, grow it to where it is now. But after I left that, the live show, I got so sad because, and I know they both have gone through a lot. Like, they're in their late 20s. So I'm like, I can't compare myself to where they are, because mm-hmm. after I left that show, I was like, that's what I want to do. But it's mm-hmm. so unattainable that right. it's like, I couldn't like even fathom it.
To have a whole, like, freaking theater filled with fans.
Yeah. No, just like people crazy, that think yeah. you're funny. I think that's unfathomable for like everyone, like mm-hmm. so many people. So I was just so sad because I'm like, what am I doing? Like, literally, what am I doing? Like, I'm just trying to keep it real. I'm just trying to keep it real because I know a lot of people don't talk about college. And yeah, there's a lot of pros and there's a lot of, to me, a lot more cons because of the experience I've had. But I just wanted like to say this because everyone says college is the best time of your life when necessarily it doesn't have to be. I know a lot of people that kind of don't even like college but don't talk about it. Mm-hmm. So you go into it thinking that it's going to be the best 4 years of your life. It can be or it can't be, but don't, if it's not, don't beat yourself up over it. Because I did that for a while because mm-hmm. I thought something was wrong with me, that I was doing something like, oh, it's not fun because of me. Like, it's my mindset, which
probably.
Is part of it. Yeah.
That's probably why, no. because you're super lame.
Yeah. I think it's partly my mindset, and I'm not lame, but I just put so much effort into, like, YouTube, because that's what I love, and, like, all of my stuff, and making jewelry. Like, I literally would sit outside while my roommate was in bed. I would sit outside my door in my dorm hallway and make jewelry to sell on, like, Depop and on my website. So that was a lame. Lot of work.
Loser.
Shut up. Literally. But yeah, I remember coming back from Cody and Noelle's show and just crying on my floor, calling my friends. I was like, I am so, like, I was having a crisis. I've had so many midlife crises, but I'm, like, literally 20. So, yeah, I came back from that show and I was crying. And my friends are like, you went through your whole entire phone book and just FaceTimed everyone and just started talking to them. Because my friends were saying that they had a presentation. No, like, my friends were saying that they had a presentation. The presentation is where the air quotes is going, Philip. Mm-hmm. And that they needed to practice. And I was like, oh my God, I'm not in the mood to listen to your freaking class presentation. I already hate school enough. Please don't make me listen to this. So, as I was crying on the floor, calling all my friends, my actual, like, real-life friends mm-hmm. had gotten me a cake, and we're, like, celebrating 100,000 subscribers, and they waited an hour for me to get myself off the floor.
Because you were crying.
Yes. And get myself together. So, that, my friends are literally amazing. I love them. But, like, sometimes I'm too much in my own head. Because, yeah, I can't compare myself to where someone like Cody Co is. Like, that's mm-hmm. insane. But I haven't had a breakdown like that since.
Break up.
Yeah.
Not breakdown.
Yeah, break up. I wouldn't know what that's like because I've always been the one to break up with people. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. Yeah, but you're going to be a freshman. So, do you have, like, any questions? Like,
want to ask you for advice because I feel like you'll give me wrong advice on purpose to, like, F up my life.
Okay, we'll try.
Try?
Yeah.
I mean, you answered basically all the questions. Like, if I was going to ask, oh, how do you feel about college? You'd say bad. Or if I was going to ask, how do you go about deciding on a major? You'd probably say, just do the easiest one. Like, I feel like there's better people
to ask. Do you think I have a limited vocabulary?
You're not even fluent in English.
Yeah, barely. I re-listen to my episodes while I'm editing, and I'm like, dang, I really have horrible sentence structure. And I noticed that when I started, like, talking on camera and filming YouTube videos. I'm like, wow, I barely know English. And I understand some, like, a lot of good amount of Spanish, but that's about it, like...
Yeah, like, there was this one person who just came to our country, and they were still learning English, and they probably took it for about a month, maybe. And yeah. I understood them better than I understand you.
Really?
Yeah. That's crazy. Insane.
Yeah, well, when I look in a mirror, I like it, but I bet when you look in a mirror, you don't. So, is that the same comparison? Does that make you feel bad?
No, it makes me feel great.
Why?
Because, okay, so...
Are you mocking me?
Yeah.
I hate you. But, yeah, I just wanted to share my college experience. I can go more in depth, but I kind of just don't want to, like, throw all my experiences out there because, A, that would be a really long episode, but also I don't think anyone cares. So let me know if you, like, honestly want me to, like, talk more about it, then I will.
No, please don't.
Okay. Like, I could tell you about the parties I've been to. Okay. One of the most, okay, I'm going to say this because I think it's funny. When I was at this bar, 18 and up bar, I wasn't drinking when I was a sophomore or a freshman or sophomore, the best football player at our entire university, like he's an NFL player now actually. And he like came up to me and he picked me out of my group of friends and he was like, oh my gosh, I want to talk to you. And then I talked to him for like 10 minutes. And then my friend was like, yeah, let's leave. He seems kind of weird. So we left and then, he kept texting me after. So I blocked him. So
he actually blocks people on the field.
Yeah. So I'm like, what the heck?
That's crazy.
How the tables have turned. So that's probably one of the funnier stories that I have, but that wasn't that long.
That was
that's,
kind of a flex, yeah, unnecessary.
But I just needed, I wanted to balance it out because I can't be too vulnerable without being, like, not so vulnerable. Yeah. Yeah. Like, when I talk about my week, like, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, I refer to it as my strong because I don't want people knowing that I'm weak and vulnerable. Right. So I just had to counteract that whole college situation.
And if you guys are wondering who this college football player is, it's actually Tom Brady.
So. Oh my god, you can't expose me like that.
Sorry, someone had to know. Oh my god,
yeah, he said his name was Tom Brady. And now that you guys know, I'll just tell you all about it. So they said this guy's name was Tom Brady, and I was like, oh my god, I've heard you, like, all over the papers, and
like, he was insane. In the Brady Bunch.
Yeah,
like,
and
he was famous.
He has so much money, and, like, I was, like, so captivated by it. But once again, I grew up with money, so it's definitely not something that I'm, like, shocked by. So, yeah, he was like, I'm Tom Brady. I'm like, you look exactly like I imagined. Just, like, beautiful, long locks of hair.
Do you know what Tom Brady looks like?
No. Bright blue eyes. And he was just like, yes, I'm Tom Brady. He was, like, 5'4". He said he was a quarterback for the Patriots. And he's been to, like, 3 Super Bowls. So I was so captivated. Mm-hmm. And I gave him my number. And we talked for a while until my friend dragged me out. And then I blocked him because he was so annoying. He kept, like, talking about football, and I'm like, I play handball, so.
Woo!
What was that last? That was so bad.
Okay.
So, yeah, that's one of my positive college stories, now that you exposed me.
This is insane. You've been exposed.
Yeah. So.
Deal with it.
Yeah. Do you have any more questions? Or any
I think
more
that's pretty stuff? Much it. Okay.
Because last episode, we faked a mock interview. You're right. I don't know English. I always flip. When I talk, I flip my letters all the time. It's like I'm dyslexic in my own head. Isn't that kind of how you are naturally?
I mean,
dyslexic?
I don't... Yeah, I don't know how there's any other way to be dyslexic. Like, in your own head, where in your own body?
I flip words and stuff around. In your own mind? Like, my mom, her first language is Spanish, so she always flips words around. She'll be like, this is PSTD, post-stress traumatic disorder, instead of post-traumatic stress disorder. That's just that. Because she just doesn't, she always flips it around. So I think that's why I do that a lot.
She's a gymnast.
Because she does backflips. Constantly
flipping, yeah.
My heart goes out to all of the Olympians that had to put their career on hold for the year. So.
For the coronavirus.
Yeah, the coronavirus.
Also referred to as COVID-19.
It's also 1 a.m. so I guess we should end this podcast.
Yeah, episode. It's approaching 120. So
wow, wait, 120 million?
Yes.
That's how much my inheritance is.
Shut up! That's you insane. Can't tell them that.
Oh my god, that's so insane. So
okay.
Yeah, I guess we're ending this week's episode. Once again, if you want to leave us a voicemail, just follow us on Don't Be Ugly Podcast and DM us. Also, my necklace is dropping, so go check that out. It should already be out when this episode goes up.
Thanks, Gravity, for dropping the necklace. Also,
it didn't scratch. It's that good of quality.
Make sure to like the video if you're watching it, or if you're on Apple Podcasts, make sure to leave a rating and review.
5 stars. Not 4 stars. Not that 1 star. I know you're my biggest hater.
We have 1 1-star, and we're wondering who that is.
And 1 4-star.
And 1 4-star.
Which I think is really disrespectful. And like
100 and whatever.
It's like, if you're going to hate on something, at least prove that you can do something better.
Mm-hmm.
Am I wrong?
No.
Okay. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Now that you're mocking me. Yeah, so I love you all, and I guess we'll see you in the next video.
Don't be ugly.
Don't be ugly.
Hi, I'm Alexis Ohanian. You may know me as one of the co-founders of Reddit. But more recently, a large part of my identity is being a father to my 2 wonderful daughters. In my podcast, Business Dad, I'm hoping to open up the conversation about balancing careers and family. The one thing I constantly hear successful people say, without fail, is that they wish they'd spent more time with their kids. That's time no one can get back. So I decided to create Business Dad, to engage in the conversation about how we're spending our time now, providing a forum for successful dads to share their joys and challenges of being a working parent. You'll get to hear from a wide range of business dads, from Rainn Wilson and Guy Raz to Todd Carmichael and Shane Battier. And while this podcast will talk about business and will definitely be featuring dads, I think everyone can learn something from these incredible conversations as we unpack the expectations we all have about careers, relationships, and ourselves. Business Dad is available now, so be sure to listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.